Could be tough choices for Ag Cuts. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
I think if the legislature considers a big cut this year, that everything is on the table.
Tennessee's Commissioner of Agriculture, Julius Johnson, talking about proposed cuts that could come next year as Governor Bill Haslam has asked all state government departments to cut discretionary spending by as much as 7%.
Certainly, we are going to have to come with a proposal for 7%, and it will be a tough budget situation for us. It's an exercise that we go through to demonstrate how we would meet a 7% if that is the required budget number at the end of the budget process, which will be next April at the end of the legislative session.
Now, Commissioner Johnson and the governor are hopeful that they won't have to cut that much, but currently the state's general fund is showing a more than $300 million revenue shortfall from the fiscal year that ended in June. And Johnson says they've cut the Department of Ag's budget over the years so much so that the next cuts would be really hard.
But this will actually, if we had to go through with a full 7%, will be muscle out of the department. We will not be able to do the things we've done in the past. And it's a tough situation. I'm glad that we're the ones looking at this, because I think we'll listen to the producers' needs across the state and try to shape the department in a way that continues to serve producers in this state.
Now, the governor will present his new budget to lawmakers probably in late January, and exactly how much gets cut when the legislature approves that budget next April depends on a variety of factors. But again, if it reaches 7%, it means everything would be on the table.
We'll work with the legislators and leadership and the governor and see how we can come up with a program that works for Tennessee.
Well, no doubt a challenging budget year for the Department of Agriculture. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.